Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure, as always, to be here with you today. Before we get started, I want to once again announce that this Friday, instead of Free For All Friday, we're going to have a faithful and thankful Friday. Say that three times real fast. Faithful and thankful Friday. And I want as many of you as we can possibly get in that hour to call in with a real brief sentence of what you're thankful for. So be thinking about that, how you can put that down briefly. Somebody asked me how long I was going to give everyone, and I said, well, you know, I really hadn't timed it out, maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, to get as many as we can in. We're not going to put a stopwatch on you, but we want to do this as a positive thing. We hear so much negative every day, day in and day out, that it's time that we take a stand and be thankful for what we have here in this nation. As flawed as it is, it's still the best nation in the world. So, Friday, write the number down, 877-895-5410, and let everyone know what you're thankful for. Basically, you're giving it to the Lord, but let everyone know what it is you're thankful for. 877-895-5410 on Friday. That's tomorrow, not today. Well, while the weather is always changing, it seems the nature of man stays the same. We're defiant, we're arrogant, we're selfish, and that's why we see what we see in and out of politics and in and out of our world every day. The old cigarette commercial, "You've come a long way, baby," seems to be a bit cliche and untrue these days because it seems as though we have slidden backwards as a nation as well as individuals. Why do you think that is? Well, I wrote down a few reasons. Before we give the news, we're going to talk about that. Number one, we've stopped, as individuals and as a nation, fearing and respecting and acknowledging God. We've just stopped doing it. Number two, we've lost the respect of those who went before us that sacrificed, our founding fathers. Number three, we lack understanding and the meaning of the word independence. We no longer have that spirit of independence. Now, many of you do, but as a whole, as a nation, or we wouldn't be turning to Big Brother government to do everything for us, to protect us from every little thing. Number four, we lack understanding of our historical documents, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We don't read those. We don't read our Bible. If you forget where you've come from, you will surely repeat those mistakes and fall back into slavery. So I'll share that poem once again, From Bondage to Spiritual Faith. From spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy back to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. If you want to be dependent on big government, you're just seeking bondage once again. Now, this has been sitting on my desk for a few days here, and I want to share it with you today. We've had guests, and I haven't done this. But Franklin Graham, he slams a Muslim service that's held at the National Cathedral. He says, the Reverend Franklin Graham, son of America's big preacher, you know, Billy Graham, has slammed the Washington National Cathedral for allowing Muslims to hold their first prayer service there on Friday. On his Facebook account, Graham wrote, "Tomorrow, the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., one of the most prominent Episcopal churches in America, will host a Muslim prayer service to Allah. It's sad," he says, "to see a church open its doors to the worship of anything other than the one true God of the Bible, who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to earth to save us from our sins." What did I say? The first thing we've done, we've forgotten our God. We've turned our back on it. Look at the nations in history. What happened to Rome? Jesus was clear when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And the Muslim prayer service called a Juma, and that was on Friday, I think, it's called to prayer, was hosted by Ibrahim Rasool, the South African ambassador to the U.S., who is Muslim, and the Reverend Canon Gina Campbell, pastor of the cathedral, in cooperation with All Duals Area Muslim Society, Council on American Islamic Relations, Islamic Society, and North American Muslim Public Affairs Council in the nation's mosque. Christian Today reported this. Muslims in two separate groups, men and women, doffed their shoes, spread their prayer blankets, their prayer rugs, facing eastward Mecca, turning their backs on the crucifix in front of the chapel, knelt and prayed. Think about what he says there. Excuse me. The Reverend Campbell said the cathedral was a place of prayer for all people. "Let us stretch our hearts and let us seek to deepen mercy, for we worship the same God." Do we really worship the same God? I don't think so. However, the Reverend Graham disagreed strongly, as did Christine Week, 50, from Michigan, who rose in the midst of the prayer service. This young woman, I say young woman, she's 50, and shouted, "Jesus Christ died on that cross. He is the reason we are to worship only Him. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We have built, allowed your mosque in this country. Why don't you worship in your mosques and leave our churches alone? We are a country founded on Christian principles." She was escorted from the cathedral and turned over to the police, who took her outside and let her go without charges. Well, what on earth would they have charged her with? Speaking the truth? Standing on her faith? Acknowledging God? The Reverend Gary Hall, dean of the cathedral, told the Washington Times, "If we could inspire those of us who are not extremists..." She's an extremist. These Muslims going out here cutting people's heads off, they're not extremists. "To find a way to be together, we would begin to build something that will bless us, bless our children, bless all the people on the earth." Well, that's a warm, fuzzy thought, isn't it? The Reverend Campbell told the Times, "We here at the cathedral have embraced a steep challenge to grow in our identity as a house for people. This prayer marks a historical moment. The prayer symbolizes a grand hope for our community. As we get to know each other, more bridges are built, and there is less room for hate and prejudice to come between us." And I said to this, I wrote to the side, poppycock. What on earth is she basing her words on? Those are nice warm fuzzies, but they're not true. The young woman, the 50-year-old that stood up and shouted and claimed Jesus Christ, she's speaking the truth. We're going into a break. I just thought you might find that interesting, and I think it's a good deal of what's wrong with this nation right now. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSE Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on Earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phones before I move on to the next topic. We have Tom from Detroit. Tom, how are you today?
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say, I don't know if things could get any more crazy. Now, the Christians are saying, no, do it my way. You know, my God is the only true God. I have it right here in my book. And the Muslims, they're saying, no, do it my way. My God is the only true way. We have it right here in this book. And, I mean, it's really crazy. Now, what the thing is the term Allah, what does that mean? And in Arabic, it's actually Eloah, which is King of the Elohim, which would translate, I think, in my Bible, to Lord of Hosts or King of the Elohim, which is Strong's word 430 that's used in Genesis, which the traditional Christian church will not teach who the Elohim are. And, I think that's the whole problem. I had to go and read the Quran just because of the type of people that were, you know, throwing out what they claimed to be quotes, and they meant certain things. And I found most of them are liars, that they take things out of context. Although, you know, the 9/11 attack was on the World Trade Center. And I don't know if we can take that as an attack of against globalism or attack against the United States of America, the people per se. But, you know, I don't know. All I'm saying is You know, it's like in Isaiah.
So you don't have a problem with what I was reading then? You think that's a fine thing to do?
I think basically there's one God and all of these different religions.
There is not the Christian faith.
Okay.
They do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior. They do not believe in a Savior. They believe in chopping people's heads off, but they do not believe in a Savior.
Well, I can't paint with a broad brush like that. I can't second guess what each individual believes. I know that
they don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior. We know that.
Yeah,
and we know that they're going around chopping people's heads off. We know that.
The Bible doesn't say that one has to believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior. It says, believe for the work's sake. If you don't believe in me, believe for the work's sake. Jesus, when he said, Jesus defines
Jesus
himself,
says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Okay, that's three different things, the way, the truth, or the life. I think a better translation would have been the way, the truth, the way or the truth, or the life, or me, you know, a man.
No, I'm going to go on, Tom, because I don't really want to get on to this. Quickly.
An old dictionary, looking in an old dictionary, say prior to 1927 or so, and you'll find the definition of read is to guess. That's the accepted definition of reading.
And that's okay, I'm not sure what that has to do with anything, but thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call. We're moving on to Steve from Illinois. Steve?
Yeah, I thought I'd jump in. You know, I'm convinced with everything I've heard so far this morning that maybe we should all just become Buddhists.
Well, it might save your head, huh?
Really. But, you know, we have two distinct religious groups. They haven't been getting along for centuries. It isn't going to stop.
No, it's not. It's not going to stop.
Yeah,
and, they would not allow us to go into their mosques and pray.
Oh, absolutely.
let's turn that around. If they really want to, they're okay with us being open, but they're not going to be open.
But, you know, with what you were reading about the National Cathedral, I was immediately having flashbacks to Billy Graham and the 9/11
prayer. Me too. I was too, Steve. And, you know, Frank stands up a little bit louder. He does. The son does,
yeah.
Right, in these days. I understand what they were trying to do after that, but we've got to start acknowledging our God for who he is.
Sure. Yeah, you're right about his son. He is more conservative than the dad.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on. I appreciate
it.
Thank you, Steve. Didn't mean to get Sunday school on us today, but I just thought you should know what was going on and what Franklin Graham had to say about it. Well, we've had another beheading. I haven't talked about that yet. And it goes on here. This is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's written by James Phillips. The latest beheading is a reminder to the U.S. needs to do more to destroy Islamic State. You know, I personally have a problem acknowledging them to be anything established. They're terrorists. And I guess we have to acknowledge what they are. That's not a problem. Well, it's a problem what they are. But it's to call them a state when they're all over the place doing what they're doing. Well, they beheaded another person, and this time it was somebody that they captived. It was Peter Kasich, and he was captured in 2013, in October of 2013. And while he was in captivity, he converted to Islam. But they decapitated him anyway. And it was another message thrown to the United States. Another in your face. See what you're going to do now. Now, they hold some other people yet. Americans as well as other nationalities, as well as other countries, I should say. And one is even a female. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Haven't heard a whole lot about this in the news. Not a whole lot. I guess we're getting used to it. I'm not getting used to it. And then I don't like to go on top on some of these topics because they are so sensitive. But I do take a stand. And this is coming out of, this just shows you that we're not the only nation dealing with the lack of common sense and the lack of acknowledging the God that we serve. Or we don't serve him, I guess, if we don't acknowledge him, do we? But Israel, they've issued a gay-friendly ID card for the children. So the children that are belong to gay parents, whether it's two mothers or two fathers, their ID card is going to not say father and mother anymore. It's going to say mother and mother and father and father. So, here you go. One more time. They want us to believe that they are this way because they were born this way. And we should accept that and tolerate all that it is. But I say, if they truly accepted it, they wouldn't be wanting children. And they would realize that they cannot have children. Because that lifestyle doesn't bring children forth. But of course they can adopt, and of course they can use the surrogate, and they can inseminate. But they can't have children with their significant others. And it is not God's way. It is not equality. They keep screaming equal, but it is not equal. It is totally out of balance. Completely out of balance. So let me share equality with you one more time. This came from one of my listeners, and I thought she did an excellent job. And it is actually going to be in the pen this next time, and I have it done. It's to the printer. We're going to have to do another proof on it, and then it'll be in the mail. By Christ's stripes, we were healed. Now, this is what we stand on in this nation with our Constitution being based, our laws, based on God's laws. Now, that is historically true. You can deny it all you want, but it is the truth. By Christ's stripes, we are healed. Time has proven, by man's stripes, we are displaced. Now, we could see that we are displaced here in this land. In equality, balance, and unity, we are totally out of place. Equality is mentioned in the Bible. Equality applies to all existing things, even to marriage. Equality is not met in same-sex marriage. Equality has to do with the reproduction in nature. Nature consists of all living things on earth, and everything is male and female, by the way. Balance is also a part of equality, that all living things may exist. Important for all reproduction of mankind, animals, and nature, substances, etc. We're going into a break. Let me quickly get through this. The cause of equality stays off burden. Great burdens happen when God's commandments and statutes are forsaken. The widows, the orphans, the sick, the poor are often left in the realm of inequality. It takes the balances in God's word to stay off inequality and work toward balance. All men are created equal, which pertains to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have gotten away from God, and we've gotten away from true equality. And we're going into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in the politics. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're moving on to a different topic. And I thought this one was, when this crossed my desk, I've been holding it a couple of days, that I thought it was interesting. It came around, last Friday or Thursday. But the federal workers are asking Obama for a raise. And it says, watch them make the case for a $15 minimum wage. They want $15 if they're federal workers, because they deserve more than you and I. Government contractors from around Washington, D.C. held a one-day strike Thursday to urge President Obama to raise the minimum wage to $15 for federal employees. Fearing the Republican-controlled Congress won't act, the workers passed Obama to move forward on his own with an executive order. In February, Obama used his executive authority to boost the minimum wage for contract workers to $10.10 an hour. But that's not good enough, I guess, for these federal government workers. Hundreds of workers from the Pentagon, U.S. Capitol, and Smithsonian Institute descended on Capitol Hill, where they joined Democratic members of Congress for a rally organized by Good Jobs Nation, a labor campaign for low-wage workers. Really? Do you want a minimum marriage, they said? Do you want a minimum coat in the wintertime? And that's what they consider 10-10. It's not enough. $10.10 an hour is not enough. They want $15 an hour guaranteed. Here we are. Over $17 trillion in debt. Many people are unemployed. Many people are unemployed in this nation. And these federal workers have the nerve to demand more from the people. Because their salaries come out of your taxes, my friends. Do you want a minimum marriage? Do you want a minimum coat in the wintertime? The $10.10 isn't good enough for them. I don't know about you, but that slaps just a little bit. And the fact that they want him to do this by executive order. You know, we're not supposed to be run by executive orders. And I listened to all the rhetoric last night, and they were pointing fingers at Obama. They were pointing fingers at Ronald Reagan. They were pointing fingers at other presidents. Yeah, they've all done it. That doesn't make it right. Let's see, what was the mom said? If your friend jumped off a cliff, would you do it too? That doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it smart. Doesn't make it constitutional. They're in positions where they're supposed to be representing you and me. They're supposed to be making decisions that are for the best of the majority of this nation and under the Constitution. Not for certain segments of people, sections of people. What brings these federal workers to a point where they think they deserve more than you and I? When you and I, many of us in this nation, are out of jobs, yet they demand more. It's never enough. Well, you say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I kind of feel like all of those up there in D.C., the D.C. occupiers, are the same way. They cannot find enough ways to tax you. It's about them making a living and making it great. It's not about them helping you or representing you and me. The same with this situation now that's coming up. The president's going to make an announcement. He's going to do it in Las Vegas. One could only hope what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas, but I got a feeling that's not the way it's going to go down. So we'll all be watching and seeing just what another elected official is going to do to trump our lives. To put us in just a little bit more danger. Take a few more jobs away from the man than the woman here in this nation. Take a little bit more out of the mouths of their children of this nation. So that we can honor illegals coming in. And open the door for more. Because that's what it'll surely do. Depends on what he announces. Heavens, we don't know. He may close the door on, right? Well, just to show you how much they want to represent you, Nancy Pelosi, the woman we all just love to make fun of. Well, John Stewart mocks Pelosi on his women's rights. You know, she took a large stand on women's rights, and she's even got some accolades and some awards on such things. But there was a young woman, a vet, who lost her legs. serving this country, 8 months pregnant, she asked for permission to vote absentee early, vote by proxy in the Democrat House leadership elections held this week, which was last week. The decision that drew the Daily Show's Jon Stewart's mocking Tuesday night. Now, I don't watch Jon Stewart, so don't get me wrong there. Duckworth is her name. She lost both her legs during her military service in the Iraq War, is currently 8 months pregnant, has been told by her doctor to avoid travel. Pelosi refused to allow her to vote by proxy. And this has drawn some criticism, including from fellow Democrats. Stewart contrasted Pelosi's reputation as an advocate for women with her decision is not to let Duckworth vote by proxy. Why would you do this? He said. Why? Well, of course, she said she wasn't going to set a precedence. We certainly don't want to see any dangerous new precedents by changing how this is done. He says, you're suppressing the vote of a minority pregnant woman who is a wounded war vet. She is everything you supposedly stand for, stuffed into one individual. But that didn't seem to matter to Pelosi. So the young woman was not allowed to vote by proxy. A young woman who's a vet, disabled from an injury, 8 months pregnant, wouldn't want to set a precedent, would we? Well, we don't want to set a precedent. We don't want to do what's right. We don't want to remember our history. We don't want to acknowledge God in this nation. And then we wonder why it's chaos. We wonder why it's crumbling around us. We wonder why we just deal with scandal after scandal, corruption after corruption. It just doesn't make any sense. It defies all kinds of common sense. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Matt.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine. I think part of a problem here is we got a double standard going on from marriage to executive orders to banking to everything else.
I think you got that right. Can you hang on? We're going into a break.
Okay.
All right, you hang on, Larry. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Remember what we said yesterday? They're showing us all this one story, maybe two stories, and focusing on that while something else on the other side's happening. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. As we were going into the break, we just took Larry. Larry, what's on your mind? You said double standard. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, they can't deny it. If they obey the word of God, it says marriage is between one man, one woman, and they're trying to make it into man, man, woman, woman. That's not. That's a double standard. They can't make. They're trying to make it one thing. Marriage is one thing, but they can't.
It's not equal, is it? It's unequal.
They can't make it equal.
No, they cannot make it equal.
And executive orders, they need to put a low limit on how many executive orders this president can use. Every president's used them, but they need to regulate that somehow because they can take it down the wrong road.
They're not supposed to have that kind of power.
Yeah, they can be just like a dictator and the president at the same time. That's a double standard. Right,
well,
now.
when we look at what's going on in D.C., and not just the White House, but the Congress as well, which is the Senate and the representatives. They are dictating over us because they're into our lives in places they're not supposed to be. They're not doing their job that they're elected to be, what under the Constitution, what they're supposed to do. They're doing everything else and causing chaos.
That's a double standard there.
It is absolutely.
Doing the people's will and they're doing whatever they want to do.
It's another example of inequality.
Yeah.
Because we are no longer represented. They're representing the lobbyists. They're representing an agenda. They're representing the next election. They're not representing the people that they're sent up there by.
only time we're represented is the time election comes around. Election comes around now.
Well, we're not really represented then. We're just getting our ear kissed a little bit. All right. I appreciate the call, Larry. Well, we talk about this, the executive order issue. I wrote an article on that a long time ago about the edict from a king, and that was under a different president, where they were taking advantage of the executive orders. And now President Obama is threatening to do the same. We don't know what he's going to really announce, but he's threatening to do the same thing with the immigration, knowing that the people don't want it, knowing the people are concerned about what's happening. Doesn't seem to matter. Knowing what the Constitution, why is the immigration issue in a crisis? The laws are there, and if they were if they would have been implementing them, we wouldn't be in this mess. But they're not. So now we've got to figure out what we're going to do with all these illegals. Well, he said a long time ago, back in September of 2001, this is President Barack Obama, before he was president, and yet we elected him. The Constitution is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws in American culture. What are those deep flaws, do you think he's talking about? Because had we really followed the Constitution, now I realize this nation has come through a lot, and I'm not ignoring those, not ignoring those wars, those things. But if we would recognize our God and live accordingly as a nation as well as a people, things would be a whole lot different. But we don't do that. You cannot please all the people all the time. And that's what they're trying to do. The liberals are real good about wanting to give your money away. Not theirs, yours. The D.C. occupiers, they're real good about voting your money away. Not theirs, yours. Remember, they don't have to do Obamacare. They voted themselves out of it. You're not represented. If it's really the best for us, then it should be the best for them. But that's not the case, is it? Well, I said I was going to talk about something else, and I'm just about out of time. But there is something, and we've talked about it before, and I'm going to put a little teaser out. I'm going to have Tony and Tiso back on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about some things that are going on in the banking business. Some things that have been done globally and how that's going to affect you. But this senator, and it happens to be a Missouri senator, it happens to be Blaine Lukemeyer, and he's a representative, I'm sorry, not a senator, representative. He's concerned about Operation Choke Point. Now, we've talked about this and what it's doing. Well, here's a list, and he's going to have, in just within days, he's going to have a bill put before Congress. But they're forcing the banks, kind of like a gangster thing going on here, to deny certain businesses if they deal in certain things. So here's a list of those high-risk activities that the banks may refuse you on because you're a part of these businesses. Now, some of them, well, let me just say, we're about to run out of time. Ammunition sales, cable box descramblers, coin dealers, credit card schemes, credit repair services, dating services, debt consolidation scams, drug paraphernalia, escort services, firearm sales, fireworks sales, get-rich products, government grants, home-based charities, lifetime guarantees, lifetime memberships, lottery sales, what's that do for the states, mailing lists, personal info, money, transfer networks, online gambling, payday loans, pharmaceutical sales, Ponzi schemes, pornography, pyramid-type sales, racist materials, surveillance equipment, telemarketing, tobacco sales, travel clubs. He says a House report May 29th found that by categorizing coin dealers, gun sellers, and short-term lenders as high risk and equating them with explicitly legal or offensive illegal or offensive activities such as Ponzi schemes, pornography, and racist materials, the FDIC has, part of Operation Choke Point, effectively transformed this guidance to the banks into an implicit threat of federal investigation. Lukemire and other choke point critics argue that although the FDIC removed its guidance list of high-risk enterprises, banks still lack necessary protections from such guidelines and so continue to terminate relationships with those industries. You know, folks, every part of our lives is being watched or analyzed and refused. Gun dealers, ammunition dealers, coin dealers, refused. It's time. It's time we take a stand and do what's right in this nation. Hand in hand, Americans across the way, from sea to shining sea, and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.